Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. Ground was broken Saturday on the new multi-million dollar Jack and Kathy Shields Athletic Facility. This new facility has a tie to the past with former Notre Dame football players, including Jack Shields, Pat Eilers, and Dave Butler, donating and spearheading the fundraising effort for the facility. The 150,000-square-foot facility will be located along Courtney Lane and will replace the Goog as the central hub for Irish football. Here's Athletic Director Pete Bavacqua.
When you think about where we'll be, one of the great stadiums in the world in Notre Dame Stadium, I think the best indoor practice facility in all of major college football, and now we will have, you know, the best football operations facility in the country.
Notre Dame football's 2024 spring practice period ended Saturday with the annual blue-gold game. An announced crowd of over 37,000 people got their first look at the 2024 Fighting Irish as the blue team defeated the gold team 28-21. With transfer quarterback Riley Leonard not playing as he recovers from ankle surgery, the three quarterbacks who played in his place on Saturday all had big moments under center. Steve Angeli led all passers with 228 yards, going 17 of 25 for two touchdowns. Kenny Minchie threw the game's only interception and lost a fumble at the end of the first half, but he was also the only quarterback to find the end zone through the air and on the ground. He went 12 of 19 for 123 yards and picked up 40 more yards on six rushes. C.J. Carr played for both sides in the scrimmage, going for a combined 15 of 23 for 165 yards and throwing a touchdown pass for the gold team. Here's head coach Marcus Freeman after the game.
Great way to finish a spring, practice 15, and to be in the stadium and to be able to compete against each other. I couldn't have thought of a better way to finish this spring practice period off the way we did. And the game, there's a lot of things, a lot of good, a lot of bad from the game. As I told the players, let's utilize the teaching opportunities that the game like this provides.
A pitch to Calmer is popped in the air out towards right. Roberts towards the track, still running, he's diving, and he can't make the play. The ball's all the way at the wall. Piñango is going to be waved around third and come home to score. Oh, that ball just kept on carrying.
That's Brendan King on the call yesterday here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The South Bend Cubs were victorious yesterday in the final game of their series against the Beloit Skycarp, winning 8-6 in 10 innings. It's the first road win for the Cubs since opening day and snaps a six-game losing streak. The Cubs come home to Four Winds Field this week to take on Quad City starting tomorrow night. Cubby Corner gets you ready for that tonight at 7 o'clock here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Jesus Sanchez hit a massive solo home run and an RBI single, helping the Miami Marlins beat the Chicago Cubs 6-3 to salvage a series split. Trey Turner stole home, Kyle Schwarber hit a solo shot, Aaron Nola struck out 7 in 8 innings to help the Philadelphia Phillies complete a 3-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox with an 8-2 win. Casey Mize pitched 6 scoreless innings for his first major league win since 2021. Buddy Kennedy homered and drove in 3 runs as the Detroit Tigers beat the Minnesota Twins 6-1. Last week, a video was posted online showing Colorado Rockies hitting coach Hensley Mullin sitting behind the cockpit controls during a team flight chartered through United Airlines. Now the FAA is said to be investigating the incident. In the video, Mullins can be seen giving a thumbs up to the camera and saying that they're on their way to Toronto and that he'll be landing this tonight. United has said that both pilots on the flight have been suspended. Rockies manager Bud Black says that Mullins has apologized to the team and United Airlines for the incident and that it won't affect his standing or employment with the team. With two-time NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo sidelined by a calf strain, Damian Lillard carried the Milwaukee Bucks to a 109-94 victory over the Indiana Pacers yesterday in Game 1 of their first-round playoff series. Lillard finished with 35 points, all in the first half. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Milwaukee. In the other Game 1s yesterday, Boston beat Miami 114-94. It was the Clippers over Dallas 109-97, and Oklahoma City outlasted New Orleans 94-92. Penn High School graduate Sarah Hildebrandt is heading back to the Olympics this summer. Hildebrandt earned her second consecutive spot on Team USA's wrestling squad by winning the 110-pound weight class on Saturday night at the U.S. Olympic trials at Penn State. The Granger native defeated high school phenom Audrey Jimenez twice, each time by a score of 10-0 on technical superiority in a best-of-three series during the championship round. Hildebrandt won a bronze medal at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. This year's Olympics in Paris run July 26th to August 11th. Longtime NFL executive Bill Tobin has died at the age of 83. Tobin is best known for being the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts and Chicago Bears and serving as the Detroit Lions director of player personnel. He was a consultant with the Bengals from 2003 until 2022. One of Tobin's most notable selections came in 1994 when the Colts selected former linebacker Trev Alberts with the 5th overall pick. Tobin's response during the ESPN broadcast included the infamous quip,
"You know, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
A reference to ESPN draft analyst Mel Kiper Jr.'s criticism of the selection. Kiper was among those who honored Tobin on social media on Friday.
Mostly sunny skies today. Will be a bit warmer today, ending up around 66 degrees. It will also be a little bit breezy. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.